From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael's show. We are on the air. Good Monday to you. Getting you ready for the Packers coming up tonight on the road in Minneapolis, taking on the Minnesota Vikings Monday Night Football. Something has to give when it comes to the streak, right? You've got the Packers, who have not won at U.S. Bank Stadium since it's opened, and you've got Kirk Cousins, who has not won on Monday Night Football. So it's something's going to give tonight, and you're hoping, if you're a Packers fan, it gives in your direction. Like I said, a little bit earlier, I never picked the Packers to win this one. There's just a bad feeling about it. I hope I'm wrong, but I also picked it to be extremely close, 27-24. So if it flip flops and goes the other way, would it surprise me? No, but it would reaffirm the fact that the Packers do just enough to get a win. And if you do that against good teams, specifically on the road in a place you've never won before, that would give you a lot of confidence going further into the postseason. I think that's what people are looking for. Give us some confidence that you have the ability not just to get to the postseason, but to get out of the first or second round of the postseason. You know what I mean? So good Monday to you. Hopefully you had a tremendous weekend and getting you ready on this Christmas Eve's Eve for everything that is good. Had a chance this weekend, man. A fun time. Went down to the Christmas, is it called Christmas Kringle or Kringle or whatever the hell it's called, right out in front of the Pfizer Forum? Joe, you're down there. Do you know what it's called by any chance?
I don't.
Don't want to know what it's called? I don't know what the specific name is, but you know what I'm talking about. It's that little Christmas village they set up down there. Went down there on Saturday and had a great time, walked around, did a little shopping, went over to the Bucks Pro Shop, did some stuff over there, and oddly enough, went into the Bucks Pro Shop and went in and said, hey, the Bucks have started. They're in New York. Can you turn the game on? And they went, sorry, the guy that controls this will watch his football. They even had the Bucks game on in their own pro shop. That was kind of head-scratching. But after that, I had a great time, went over to San Giorgio. San Giorgio, by the way, one of the terrific sponsors, taking us down to Super Bowl, down in Miami this year for Super Bowl 54. Saw Gino and the whole staff and told everybody Merry Christmas and got the Bill Michaels and had a great time. Our buddy Joe Martino, who works over at Point Brewing, and up there in Stevens Point, we had so much fun. And thanks to Joe and his friends and group that came in, and we had a good time. And Joe bought dinner. So I tried to buy Joe. I can never buy Joe dinner. He always beats me to the punch. But he ended up buying dinner. We had a fantastic time, shared a bottle of wine, and just had a blast down there. And so Joe tells me, as a matter of fact, they had a big, I think it was a Christmas party at the brewery up in Stevens Point. And so he gets approached. There's a guy named Preston Jeanette. I got to say hi to him. He comes over to Joe and says, hey, do you really know Bill Michaels? Well, Joe was actually one of the guests at our wedding. So Joe apparently pulls up the pictures and says, yeah, there you go. Friend of Bill's and knows Sherry real well. And we see him all the time down at Gino's most of the time. And so he said, hey, this guy's a huge fan. He listens to you guys every day. Can you say hi? So Preston Jeanette from Stevens Point. Want to say hi to Preston. And by the way, his wife, Katie, part of the quality assurance team over there at the brewery in Stevens Point. So hi to everybody listening to us up there that way. And then thanks for being a part of the program and helping us get down and paying some of the expense to get us down to Super Bowl each and every year. You've been great, and it's been a great partnership, and we love having you on board. And if you want to see all the offers that they have, go to pointbeer.com. That's pointbeer.com. And don't forget, when you go down to San Giorgio, say hi to Gino and the entire staff down there, and Robert and Vincenzo and Becky. I mean, everybody, the great people. And we can't say thanks enough to them for taking us down there. So getting you ready for this game coming up tonight. And I think there's two things that may play a big key into tonight's role. Two things. Two specific things, if that gives you a better hint. One being Kevin King, and the other being Darnell Savage Jr. Those two guys. I think Jair is always going to be okay. He's proven that he's continually progressed his game, and he's a really good cover corner. He has been. They don't throw in him a ton. But Kevin King's a guy that will take a chance every now and then. And when he does, sometimes he's going to make a tremendous play. More often than not, he makes a tremendous play. But there are times that he will get burned. And he has that tendency every now and then to let one or two get past him. And if you get Darnell Savage Jr. involved in, say, coverage, and one hits him right between the numbers because of an errant Kirk Cousins pass, you got to haul it in. You just do. These guys have dropped interception after interception after interception this year. Now, they're in position to make plays. So kudos to them for doing so. But got to make the picks. If Kirk's going to throw them up, you got to make them. Take advantage of them, without a doubt. Without a doubt. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Want to hear from you. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle writes in the Wendy's email inbox, hey, guys, this is going to be a tough matchup for the Packers. It's all on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. I believe that he can throw us to a Super Bowl. He just has to get back to playing like Aaron. I guess my question is, what makes you think that he's going to? That's all. That's the only question I have. Craig says, pressure Cousins, do not allow him to get comfortable in the pocket. That's a given. You got to have a good pass rush. You obviously have to get to the quarterback. You can force him into a couple of mistakes. You know, the keys are easy in this contest. It really is. I mean, you can say maybe special teams, since you're playing into a dome. How good the special teams are going to be. Maybe it comes down to a big kick by Mason Crosby. Okay, I can go along with that. But you know the two teams. You know what they are. There's not a lot of secrets here. Maybe the Pack, and this one's from Dan, who asks if the Packers have been sandbagging. No. If they are, they're crazy. You don't sandbag when you're going to not only win a division, but you're also going to maybe get a first-round bye, or first-round bye and a number one seed. You don't do that. You don't do that. Eva writes in the Wendy's email inbox, what do you think of Kirk Cousins' ability to throw downfield? He is not as accurate as he actually thinks he is. Eva, I don't know how he thinks he is, unless there's something that I'm missing or something that you read or something that you heard. But I think I think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback. That's just my opinion. He, like a lot of quarterbacks in this league, have talent. He's probably got a little bit better mental wherewithal than a lot. But I still think that every now and then he's going to give you one. He's going to toss one up to you. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that. Tom Brady rarely does that. Drew Brees rarely does that. You know, some of those veterans. Kirk Cousins will do that. He has that. There's an ability for a quarterback. It's not the fact that they can't zip it into a tight hole, because most of them can. It's the fact that the process between what their eyes see and their mind tells them when to throw the football is that split second, that half second late, that allows defenders to collapse or read their eyes or make a break on the ball. Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that a whole lot. He won't give you that opportunity. He won't let you know you're throwing it. He's throwing it right to that spot at that particular time until it's on its way. You know? So that's the difference between a guy like Kirk Cousins and a guy like Aaron Rodgers. This one's from Cream City Sir, who says, saw you down at the Bucks Pro Shop. I can't believe they don't have any more Cream City stuff to sell. It's sold out. We're on to something here. A lot of people becoming fans of Giannis and the Bucks. I like it. Do you think Giannis is going to stay? I think the Packers get the win tonight, 31-17. I think they're going to blow him out. It's going to be a shocker to Kirk Cousins, who will still not win on Monday night. Hope all is well with you and your family. Merry Christmas. First of all, yes, we went down there to look for some Cream City stuff, and they're out of it because we were looking for some pullovers and stuff. Isn't it Sam Joe that walks around here in one of the new Cream City pullover jerseys or something like that? Don't know. I think it was Sam that had one on the other day when I was in here. Really cool. Had some of the Cream City gear. Went down there to look for some of that stuff. Nothing. Gone. They said the first batch sold out in like a day. So now they've got more on back order, but it's not going to be here until, I think, maybe 2 weeks or something like that is what they were telling us. So you're pretty confident the Packers are going to win, though. All good. If that happens, wonderful. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and well beyond the borders as well. They have got it going on because they have a 98% success rate. They just encourage you to call. They are medical experts over there. And if the hustle and bustle of the new year gets you down, or maybe you're kind of winding down as the holidays start to wind down, you need more energy, could be low T. Could be low T in that sense. Also, if you're putting on the pounds, and God knows, I mean, like around this building alone, it's been cannolis, it's been cookies, it's been Kringles, it's been pies, it's every kind of thing you could possibly stuff in your grill has been here. And if you're much like us, you're getting it all in the office right now, and you're starting to pack on a few pounds, and you want to jumpstart a new you going into the new season, then you may want to call them, the medical experts over at New Mail Medical. Call them 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. We're continuing to talk Packers and Vikings, getting you ready for tonight's game. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Got more coming up after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are back. We are glad that you are here. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. Again, you're ready for the Packers and the Vikings coming up this Monday night for Monday Night Football. A streak is on the line. The Packers have never won at U.S. Bank Stadium, and Kirk Cousins have never won on Monday Night Football. So something has to end tonight. A lot of what-ifs being played. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs, who have delivery now at many locations within the sound of my voice and beyond, as a matter of fact. So if you got a Cousin Subs nearby and you want to pick up something great and delicious and maybe have it dropped right off to you, all you got to do is go to CousinSubs.com. That is CousinSubs.com. Order online and click delivery. You're good to go. It's that simple. That is from our friends over there at Cousin Subs. So we were sitting here talking just before about some of the things it'll take for the Packers to get a win in this contest. And I got an email, and this one is from Jacob. And I don't want to go through the whole thing because it's really, really long. But he starts to break down Kirk Cousins' play in years past and then in this year. And said, so why do you think that Kirk Cousins is going to throw a pick? And look, I'm not saying he will. I'm saying that he will give you opportunities. He has. Okay, yeah, he doesn't have a ton of picks this year. Kudos to him. He's played good this year. I'm not saying he hasn't. You know, a lot of angry defensive Vikings fans, okay? Win. You lost the first game. I don't know where your level of overwhelming, you know, just dripping confidence comes from. But win this one. Prove me wrong. You know, I've said all along I think your team's going to win. I think the Vikings are going to win this game. The Packers offensively just haven't looked good, okay? But when it comes to Kirk Cousins, all right, he just hasn't played elite. He'll give you looks of elite, but he doesn't play elite consistently, okay? He just doesn't. He has played extremely well this year. He's having a hell of a season. I'm not denying that. But don't, you know, 25 touchdowns, 5 picks, look, that's great. But he has not played like that his entire career. You know? Just hasn't. But he's always right around between 95 and 100, 105, something like that when it comes to quarterback rating. This is his best year. 25 touchdowns, 5 picks. The year before, 30 touchdowns, 10 picks. The year before, 27 touchdowns, 13 picks. The year before, 25 touchdowns, 12 picks. The year before, 29 touchdowns, 11 picks. He's always been a double-digit guy. He's having a tremendous season this year. But history, you can't rewrite history. The history is, he will give you some. And people want to poo-poo the years that he was with Washington. Well, that's fine. They had a decent offensive line, decent run game, and some decent wideouts. They just weren't able to get over the hump because their defense stunk so bad. But Kirk Cousins still did what he did. He was that guy. So, And you put a lot of eggs in that basket last year. And he threw 30 touchdowns. That was great, but he also threw double-digit picks again. That's the reason. This year, he has got, this year by far is his best year. I mean, he's got, 3,481 yards as of today. And he most likely is going to throw, his best year throwing the football, not necessarily for quarterback rating, but just overall yardage, was 2016. And he threw for just under 5,000 yards. This year, he's most likely going to throw for probably 4,100, 4,200 yards, something like that. His quarterback rating should be above 100, maybe even 110. He's 111.1 right now. But he has got the most plays short of that 2016 season. The most plays, second in his career, but he's going to finish with what I would assume more, of 40 yards or more. I mean, that's a hell of a statistic. Last year, he was sacked 40 times. This year, 23. And they upgraded that offensive line. The run game's become more efficient. 2 years ago, he was sacked 41 times, the most in his career, last year at Washington. This year, almost half that. So when you got time to throw in the pocket, when you got a pretty good run game to fall back on, and you got Thielen and Diggs to be able to get you downfield, that's a recipe for success. But the guy under pressure will throw you some. So history is what it is. Like I said, you can't rewrite it. He hasn't been a terrific quarterback his entire career. He's been good, not great. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So you tell me, what is it going to take for this Packers team to get the win? Or tell me the reason why they're not going to get the win. There's a lot more people pessimistic out there than there are optimistic. I'll tell you that. Brent says, as much as I want to see the Packers get a win, I think Aaron Rodgers hangs onto the ball too damn long. He focuses on Davante Adams, and that is our downfall. We've got a ballless head coach who cannot rein him in. Boy, that's pretty strong right there. You got a head coach that's won 11 games in his first year, something no other coach in Packer history's done. I think they've worked pretty well together. Now, if it continues to be problematic, and we see this often, then yeah, you can maybe say that he hasn't necessarily done enough to make Aaron Rodgers coachable better. But I'm not laying all this at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. I think there's also some talent issues here. You know, you'd be crazy to ignore the fact that they don't have a really solid number two. The Fantasy Wire says, tonight's game feels like a whoever has the ball last type of ending for the Packers season. 23-21, the Packers will get the edge. Ben says, the worst part for Monday Night Football for me is I can't stay up any longer than maybe halftime. Same with Sunday Night Football as well. Have to work in the morning. I feel you. I get it. JM says, Cousins relies too much on the ground game and checkdowns with Boone as the starting running back. Assuming he's going to make a mistake, the Packers front will take advantage of it. Packers get a win 24-21. Go Pack, go. Statement win coming from the Packers. National pundits love to hype the Vikings. They've been doing it for years now. And what they do have to show for all the hype is nothing. That's Salvatore. Salvatore, appreciate the email. Or appreciate the tweet on Twitter. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Rockford. Is that Rockford? Rockfield, Rockford, Illinois. Rockford, how you doing? What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Bill. I'm from Rockford, but I should have told the screener that I'm driving up in Wisconsin.
So. Oh, okay.
Bill, love you. No, I called you before. I'm a Bears fan, unfortunately, but I got to tell you, I think the Packers have a lot of magic this year. They got I see them rolling over this game. They're gonna roll over the Vikings. I think they're gonna dominate them, and I think they're gonna get the number one seed. Because first of all, the Vikings don't have a running game tonight, and all the Packers defense has to do is focus on stopping Kirk Cousins, and that's not going to be hard. He doesn't have a good Monday night rating. He doesn't play good on prime time. So I think the Packers defense is going to show up. I see them getting maybe two or three turnovers in this game, and I think the Packers got a little bit of magic. They got some stuff going their way right now. I just don't get it. I'm a Bears fan, but I work around all these Packer fans. I do sales up in Wisconsin, Bill, and I don't understand why there's such pessimism amongst the team. I mean, I had to watch a Bears game last night. They were terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mitch Stinkvinsky is a joke. And, I don't get why people are so down on the team. The Packers got a good They're doing great. Yeah, they're not blowing people out. But look at all these teams. Look at the parity in the league. Look at the 49ers. They went and they lost to the Falcons. You know, the Cowboys just rolled over the Rams. I mean, on any given week, these teams look bad. I mean, even the Saints have looked bad a few times this year.
Yeah, they did. You're right. I agree. I guess what it is, and appreciate you listening to us down there in Rockford, Mike. Thanks so much. And I guess I have to say my sympathies for being a Bears fan. You're right. Every team's had a clunker this year. The Packers have had theirs. Well, they went out to the West Coast both times and just looked bad in doing it. I 100% agree with you. I guess what the only thing I can say is, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, when it comes to Packers fans and their belief in this team, it's not that people aren't fans, okay? People want to believe their team has a legitimate shot at winning a championship. If that makes Packers fans spoiled, so be it. But I think what you're looking at is, how elite are you? You have an elite record. How elite are you? What do you feel right now against the other teams? Because I don't think Packers fans are stupid. I think they look around the rest of the league. They see Drew Brees moving his team up and down the field. They see Russell Wilson doing it. They see other teams being able to kind of effectively move the ball and stymie the run and stymie with their defense, big plays, get turnovers at key moments. Well, that's what the Packers have kind of done. You know what I mean? That's what the Packers have done this season. They've kind of figured it out. The problem is they haven't done it all at once. You haven't seen them have this huge scoring output and look smooth in doing it to give you that level of confidence. They did it once. They did it against Oakland. And at the time, that wasn't a bad win because Oakland appeared to be a really good football team, and then we all saw them just tail off. But, you know, that was a good win, just like Kansas City was a good win. So they've been able to do it. They just haven't been able to do it consistently. We're still spoiled. We're looking back to 2011 going, where is that? We haven't seen that since 2011. Where is that? Why isn't that anymore? Well, because you don't have the same personnel. So you can't blame it all on Aaron Rodgers. For everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers hanging on to the ball. Yes, I agree. There are times that happens. But you can't blame it all on Aaron Rodgers. Look, I've been one of the biggest, at times when it comes to nitpicking certain things, I've been one of the biggest to do it because I look at things in a reality. But Aaron, it's not all Aaron Rodgers. This team has some work to do in the offseason, and nobody, and I agree with you, nobody wants to talk about the offseason. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that this is the healthiest they've been in a long time, and you hate to waste it on a team that just doesn't have enough talent to get themselves to a Super Bowl. And you got to believe that you really have a legitimate shot at winning it. And I don't think there's a lot of people that have a legitimate feeling that they are the team to beat. I think right now, if I had to say, give me the top three teams, I don't even think the Packers would be in your top three. You'd probably say San Francisco, Seattle, and New Orleans. And then the Packers, maybe. But tonight can change a lot of that narrative. If they win by a little or win by a lot or win ugly or win on a pick or win a last-second field goal, who cares? They're in the game and they find out a way to win on the road. That's what you want. Stay tuned. We are going to frenzy when we come back.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, by now you know that I have the new Ford F-150. I got that back in September from my friends over there at Van Horn Automotive. Love the thing. And I really think that you're going to appreciate all the things that makes Van Horn different. They just are. They're different than any other dealer out there. Wide selection, over 3,500 new and used vehicles in stock, 11 manufacturer brands, 16 locations in Wisconsin and two in Iowa. Also, unique programs like the 90-day test drive. They also have the commercial fleet program for all your business needs. But you can buy any way you want with Van Horn Direct. Come into the dealership. You can talk to salespeople, the whole thing, you know, the traditional way. You can maybe research it online, go to vanhornauto.com. Or you can save time and do the entire transaction online. And they're going to ship the car to you directly. Any way you prefer, you can do it right then and there. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com, where they're employee-owned. And that means everybody has some interest in your satisfaction. And they were voted the 2019 ESOP Company of the Year. Over 180 employee-owned companies in Wisconsin. They're the winners. So for your next vehicle, you can check out my friends over at VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. And see for yourself. They're family-born and employee-owned. And find out all the reasons that I ended up going to Van Horn Automotive as well. All right, we got some breaking news here real quick. Real quick. You've got Marshawn Lynch coming back. Looks like he's going to go back to Seattle. Seattle in negotiations with him. Both sides apparently have agreed. And waiting right now to see for the official word that it's done. But running back Marshawn Lynch is supposed to re-sign with the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll see if that actually comes to fruition. But all, by the way, breaking news, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. So there you go. That's the breaking news coming out of the NFL today. Let's frenzy now, shall we?
Another big football weekend.
Deep digs inside the five. Touchdown!
Time to look around the rest of the league.
Mahomes takes the snap. She set up a screen right side of the 15. Two blocks at the 10. Damian Williams, five. Touchdown!
This is the Football Frenzy on the Bill Michaels Show.
Pulling for the football. Back, looking. He rolls. He pumps. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. They train, you gain.
Fourth and goal from the one. Chubb gets the handoff. He gets trapped in the backfield, and he's not going to get there.
For apprenticeship info and the location of the local near you, go to wylaborers.org.
Time now to do a little frenzy in the Texans and the Buccaneers. They get it going. Bradley Roby and a pick six.
Drops back, looking left, throws that way, and it's picked off by Roby across the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he walks in for the touchdown. Pick six to start the game for the Texans D.
How about that on the Texans Radio Network? 27-yard pick six, as a matter of fact. Jameis Winston, he's a train wreck. He just is. 25 of 48, four picks. One of them right there. Four picks. Deshaun Watson, 19 of 32, 184 yards, and a quarterback rating of 62.5 because he did throw a pick in the mix. But nevertheless, the Texans walk away with the win. They get a 23-20 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then we continue on. The Patriots and the Bills. Rex Burkhead with a one-yard touchdown plunge.
Brady takes the snap. A give to Burkhead. Runs it right. Burkhead's hit behind the line. Stays alive. Yeah! Into the end zone. Yeah! Touchdown, Patriots!
Second effort, third effort. They pound the rock.
Yeah! Now that's some grunting and grinding right there. How about that, huh? That's on the Patriots Radio Network. The Patriots turn away the Buffalo Bills, who were hoping to get the win and hoping to win the division. Nah, baby, nah. The Bills are still going to the postseason, just not as a division winner. They're not going to have a bye. They're going to be a wild card. 24-17, the final. And I mentioned Tom Brady, 26 of 33. He just gets it done, doesn't he? 26 of 33, 271 yards. Not a pick, a touchdown, nothing spectacular. But he throws it to Edelman, to Burkhead, to White, to Myers, to Sanu, to Watson, to Harry, to Lacoste, to Michael. Or Sony Michel, I should say, out of the backfield. Just throw the ball around. Get it to anybody and everybody. Nothing spectacular. There you have it. Continue on. They get the win. As I mentioned, it's on the Patriots Radio Network. Then the 49ers. Another pick six. This one from the linebacker, Fred Warner.
Goff in the shotgun. Malcolm Brown to his right. He'll take the snap from Blight. Goff back. Goff to the throw. It's intercepted by Fred Warner. He will run back the other way. 15-10.
That made it 24-21 on the 49ers Radio Network. And it went on from there as it ended up 34-31. Robbie Gould with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Actually, as time was expiring, they took that scoring drive, 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and they get down to the final tick, and Robbie Gould hits a 33-yarder, and that puts it away. 34-31, the final. The 49ers hang on at home to get the win. And they just continue to truck on. Now they've got a big one coming up against Seattle. In the meantime, we continue on with the Falcons and the Jaguars. Matt Ryan to Devonta Freeman for the score.
Ryan in the gun now. One to the left, three to the right. Freeman in the backfield. Jacksonville brings four. Quick throw. That's Freeman. The catch. Touchdown, Atlanta. Caught it at the two and then just kind of backed his way into the end zone. He took Jerod Wilson and Trey Herndon with him. So Devonta Freeman on the board, on the ground and through the air.
Devontae Freeman puts it in not once but twice on the day, giving them an early lead in that contest, 14-0 on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Falcons get the win. 32 of 45 is Matt Ryan, 384 yards. Couple of picks on the day, but did get the touchdown. And as I mentioned, Freeman scored through the air once, scored on the ground once, had a big day. And the Falcons get the win, 24-12, but their season is fallen by the wayside. 6-9, the Falcons are. 5-10 are the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ravens and the Browns. Lamar Jackson gets one of his favorite targets. That's Mark Andrews. Here it is.
Jackson out of the shotgun. Wants to throw. Blitz pressure coming. Jackson hit. Lobs to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Mark Andrews. Ad-lib to perfection from Jackson to Andrews. And the Ravens converts in the final minute of the opening half.
Lamar Jackson yesterday, 20 of 31, 238 yards, three touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 120.1. He also is leading rusher, 17 carries, 103 yards on the day. And he spread the ball around to Andrews, Hill, Boyle, Ingram, Roberts, Hurst, Boykin, Edwards, Brown, and Snead. That's getting it done in every damn facet right there. That's their 13th win of the season, the Baltimore Ravens Radio Network. And in the meantime, the Cleveland Browns, they continue to stink. Meanwhile, Alvin Kamara, Saints and Titans, finally gets into the end zone after a long drought.
Breeze under center here. He's going to get the snap off. Handoff goes to Kamara off left tackle, and he's through the hole. 25, turning off to the races. 10, 5, touchdown, Alvin Kamara! 40 yards for Alvin Kamara, and that's the explosive play that we've been missing out of AK.
There you go, Alvin Kamara. Gets the end zone twice yesterday, as a matter of fact. Saints get the win on the Saints Radio Network. Kamara, 11 carries, 80 yards, two touchdowns. That long one being a 40-yarder. Drew Brees, 27 of 38, 279 yards, three touchdowns, not a pick. And he throws to Thomas and Kamara and Cook and Hill and Murray and Smith, Hogan, Harris, Ginn, Hardy. Come on, man! Spread the ball around. That's what he does so well. That's Drew Brees and company. And they get the win yesterday. They go to 12-3, 38-28. They knock off the Tennessee Titans. Then you got the Dolphins and the Colts and the Panthers. And this one was, it wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't ugly either. Naeem Hines scores one, but another one on a punt. Couple of them. Here you go.
Hines returns his punt.
Well, here we go again. Naeem Hines with 124 yards punt return-wise today. And they get this one off. Hines takes it to the 30, 35. He's at the 40-yard line. Spins off a block. He's at the 45. He's at the 50. Near sideline. He's going to cruise down the near sideline. He may go. He's at the 10. Touchdown, Naeem Hines. His second punt return touchdown today. Holy my. Naeem Hines with his second punt return. Touchdown, INDY. It's now 30-6.
Ends up 38-6. Colts gets their seventh win of the season. They beat the Panthers, who go to 5, and that's 5-10. And that is on the Colts Radio Network. Dolphins and Bengals. Jason Sanders has this game-winning field goal.
Sanders trying to win it for Miami. Hold it down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Miami Dolphins have defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 38-35. In overtime, Miami goes to 4-11 on the season. The Bengals fall to 1-14 in one of the most unusual games in the history of this stadium.
It was just a crap game. Bengals are 1-14, Dolphins 4-11, and a 38-35. The ending right there, that's on the Dolphins Radio Network, and Cincinnati's going to get the number one pick overall. You got Sam Darnold connecting with Robbie Anderson as the Jets and the Steelers go at it.
Darnold takes the snap, drops back, looks over the middle, fires one up the seam, end zone, Robbie Anderson climbs the ladder, he's got it, that's a Jet touchdown! Throw by Darnold, a rifle shot up the seam to Robbie Anderson, and the Jets strike on their opening drive.
I can't believe it, but the Jets got the win. The Steelers have been on quite a roll since the beginning of the season after going 1-4, but they just weren't able to get it done. 16-10 the final, and that is in New York. In the meantime, by the way, that's on the Jets Radio Network, the Giants and the Redskins. Daniel Jones hooks up with Kadeem Smith for the game winner. Here it is.
Third and goal at the 3. Jones in a shotgun, Barkley to his right. Calls out signals, takes the snap, he's back to throw. Fires one right, touchdown Giants, Peyton Smith, and they win in overtime.
There you go, Giants go to 4-11. They get the win on the Giants Radio Network, 41-35 in overtime. Redskins go to 3-12 on the season. And they're still battling for the basement right now and the second overall pick in the draft. The Broncos and the Lions. Phillip Lindsay, he scores from 27 yards out.
They hand it off Phillip Lindsay straight ahead. And Lindsay's is loose, 20-15. Lindsay inside the 10. High steps inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver! Phillip Lindsay, that's a scamper of 27 yards.
He scampered, 27-17. Broncos get the win, go to 6-9. Lions 3-11-1. Time now for Matt Patricia to find another occupation. Somewhere else, most likely. The Raiders and the Chargers. Derek Carr takes it in himself.
14 seconds. Tighten up to the left. Play action. Rolls hard to the right. Carr running to the pylon. Carr steps inside the pylon. Got a touchdown, Raiders. He did not reach for the pylon. That away, Derek.
Brent Musburger on the Raiders Radio Network. 24-17. The final. Raiders go to 7-8 on the season. I can't figure out the Chargers at all. They take another loss, 5-10 on the year, in a year that's gone by the wayside. Just not good. Miles Sanders had this one for a touchdown.
Wentz back. Goes to Sanders. He's in! Touchdown!
He's going to read it this time, but it ends up being just an inside zone run. And they really knock the Cowboys off of the football. That's the key to this touchdown.
Eagles Radio Network, they get the win 17-9 yesterday. And last night, that sound you hear is Jerry Jones screaming into his pillow. How we doing? There you go. Cardinals and Seahawks. Kenyon Drake, been quite a pickup for Arizona, scores this 80-yarder.
Shotgun snap to Murray, and he's going to hand it off to Drake. Off the right side, big hole, 30-yard line, 35, 40, 45, 50. Near side, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. An 80-yard touchdown run by Kenyon Drake.
Tis the season, David, to be jolly.
Oh, my goodness, tis the season. And the Cardinals go to 5-9-1. They get the win 27-13 on the Cardinals Radio Network. Seahawks get beat at home. I don't know why I picked this game for the Cardinals to lose, but I said Thursday night, something's telling me the Cardinals are going to win this game. I don't know why. They just did, but they did. And then in the meantime, you had the Sunday night game, and the Chiefs and the Bears, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, naturally.
Spencer Ware is in at running back. DeMarcus Robinson to the right. Kelce now walks into a slot left. Quick inside throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce on the pivot route inside. Burning Buster screen. And the Chiefs have three drives, three scores.
Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network 26-3. The Bears score three on the opener for the first game of the season at Soldier Field, and they score three on the last game this year at Soldier Field. That's a wake-up call for Chicago. Chicago goes to 7-8 on the season. They fall. The Chiefs 11-4 now over in the AFC, and that is your frenzy, my friends. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We're glad you're here today. Getting you ready for the Packers and the Vikings coming up tonight. So the NFL weekend has pretty much culminated. And like I said before, it's if you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. We got a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour, and then we're going to get back into the keys for the Packers to get a win tonight. We'll talk with Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette coming up at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget the last hour of the program. We're going to hear from Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst. Also, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider. In Minneapolis, I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zenzola, Evan Heffelfinger all here. But what did you learn this weekend from the NFL? And one of the things that you just heard there during the frenzy as I was going through some of the quarterbacks that we want to compare, especially veteran quarterbacks that we want to compare to what needs to be done for, say, the Packers offense to get back on track. Look at a guy like Drew Brees, who throws to, what, 9 or 10 different receivers. Patrick Mahomes, you know, same thing. You look at, say, Russell Wilson, same thing. Tom Brady, you know. It's just getting the ball out, getting rid of the damn thing. So if I'm going to get into one of the biggest keys for tonight's victory is, do the Packers offensively get back to what it was when they were playing Oakland, when they were playing Kansas City? You know what I mean? Do they get back to that? Are they able to get back to that? So that we'll talk about that a lot. I mean, remember the Packers went into Dallas without Davante Adams and looked really good offensively. Got it going. They had a little bit of a scare against, against the Lions. But can they get it done? Much like, week 7 when they put up 42 on the Raiders? Remember that game? That was just Aaron Rodgers was throwing to everybody, trusted everybody in that ball game. They follow that up a week later, and you're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Packers going to KC, put 31 on them. Started the game strong. They were up 14-0. And then they had their offense went away for an entire quarter. They didn't put up anything in the second, if I remember correctly, and then put up 14 to end that ball game and got the win and came back and did it convincingly. So can this team kind of function in that similarity? Coming up tonight. 855-830-8648. Chime in. We're going to talk more about it coming up in the next hour. Hey, if you're looking for a place to go watch the game today, the Social House, HAUS, on West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. Man, great for watching any sports. They got a great environment and the cheese curd burger there. Oh, so good. Check out Social House on Facebook as well. Don't forget, if you're looking for something good to eat and a big party supply, Usinger. Go to usinger.com. Send out those gift boxes as well. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.